In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, God bless you wherever you are. Another wonderful day, a spirit-filled day. It is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is our fourth episode, and our fourth episode is titled Attitude of Meekness and Humility. Attitude of meekness and humility. And at the end of this episode, we will get to know what is meekness and what is humility as an attitude in the kingdom of God. And before we dig deeper in our fourth episode, I want us to say a word of prayer, and we'll dig deeper. We are praying, our Heavenly Father, we thank you, give you the praise. We exalt you, magnify you, and we pray tonight in the Spirit of God. Come and take absolute control. Come and lead us and usher us into greater understanding. And we will give you all the praise. Those and many more we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son. And now the Holy Spirit will pray. Amen. Now we are starting our today's episode. And as I said earlier, today's episode is Attitude of Meekness and Humility. The greatest in the kingdom is the one who is humble like a child. I have heard people say a child is humble because it is forgiving. But a child is not just forgiving, he is totally dependent on his parent. Where does a child receive what he needs? Who provides his food, changes his diapers, and dresses him up? When a child is in pain, to whom does he call? A child is weak, but he knows mommy and daddy can meet his needs. Amen. And if we seek to be approving, to be led by the Spirit, to avoid distraction, and to be like great people such as Moses and Jesus, then we need to possess meekness and humility. Amen. Now Jesus said, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." So when we go to Matthew chapter 5 and verse 5, this is what Jesus said, that blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. In the Bible, meekness is primarily emphasized as submissiveness towards God rather than man. As directed towards God, meekness and humility is required. Humility is an attitude or quality of mind. So Acts chapter 20 and verse 19. So whereby a person holds low esteem or opinion of his own goodness and importance. Spiritually, one abases himself because he realizes his sinfulness, and therefore he is willing to depend on God to meet his needs. Amen. So meekness and humility is the opposite of pride, arrogance, and self-exaltation. A meek and a humble believer will accept persecution, mistreatment, suffering, or hardship without rebelling against God and without doubting his wisdom. Amen. Now, if we accept the fact that he has chosen to allow this to happen for his good purposes. Now, Moses had problems most of us would ever submit to. Now, when we go to the account of Moses, a lot that happened to Moses when God has given him that mandate to lead the people. And what Moses went through, it will be hard for some of us today to follow suit. How many of us would have stood for it? What happened to Moses? See, people constantly explain about his leadership, even though he was just doing what God said. He was following God's examples, God's instructions, but the people were criticizing about Moses' leadership. No wonder he was called the meekest man on the earth. And so now, this portion, I want us to dig deeper and see what is blessed are the meek. And we have it in line with what Moses was doing. That was giving the meekest man on the earth. So specifically, what does the word meek mean? Or in many translations, we have it as gentle. What does gentle or meek mean? I want us to understand something first. And so there's one thing that we do make mistake about. There's a people has taken meekness as weakness. Meekness is not weakness. Amen. And so the one problem that we have in English word meek is that it rhymes with weak. So meek, weak, it rhymes. So people have linked these two words together for years. It does not denote cowardness or timidity when we come to meekness. Meekness does not mean we need to be cowards or we need to be timid. And neither does meekness suggest indecisiveness or lack of confidence. Meekness does not mean shy. We don't need to be shy. It does not bring shyness or withdrawn personality. Now let's go look here. In a classical Greek, the word was used to describe trained animal, soothing medicine, a mild word, and a gentle breeze. And it's a word with brace in it. And in the New Testament, it bears the same sense. So meekness or gentleness implies self-control. Amen. So now we started from this point that meekness is not weakness. Amen. It's since meekness rhyme with weakness, people believe that when someone is meek, the person is weak. No. And so meekness is not weakness. Amen. And the meekness does not denote cowardness or timidity. Amen. And it never suggests indecisiveness or lack of confidence. Amen. And the meekness doesn't grant someone to be shy or withdrawn personality. But the Greek, let's take the, and so someone may ask, what is meekness? Meekness is self-control. Meekness implies self-control. Gentleness implies self-control. Amen. Now, it explains that it is the mean between excessive anger and excessive calm. Amen. Now, I want us to take this portion again because we will explain further. It's just that it explained that it is the mean between excessive anger and excessive calm. So the man who is meek is able to balance his anger. It is the strength under control. When someone is meek, the person has strength under control. The person is able to balance anger. The person is very strong. So meek, the meek is strong. Amen. Now the meek is gentle. The meek is mild. And he is in control. So we say he is as strong as steel, as metal. Amen. That's why Moses was referred as the meekest on the earth, because he was able to balance his anger when the Israelites put him into a certain position that will lead him to get overboard. And he was able to control his anger. So he was able to fall within the excessive anger and excessive calm. That's the strength of a meek person or gentle. Hallelujah. So this is what we want to say. Now let's put this one in. Now Jesus, as a gentle person, so gentle Jesus himself forever displayed the dynamic of trust that is part and parcel of meekness. Now let's see, trust as part and parcel of meekness. Now when, as Peter recalls it in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 23. Now let's see what Peter recorded about Jesus in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 23. It says that when he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he threatened not, but he committed himself to him that judged righteously. This is the gentleness of Jesus. This is the meek aspect that is portrayed in the life of Jesus. Amen. And Jesus said it himself about, it said that Jesus said of himself that I am meek and lowly in heart. We'll go to Matthew chapter 11 and verse 29. It says, so now as the embodiment of meekness, he displayed it in two ways, both of which shone in his power. So that I am meek, Jesus said of himself. Now, in respect to his own person, he practiced neither retaliation nor unkindness. When he was mocked and spat upon, he answered nothing. He has trusted in his Father. As we have denoted, when he was confronted by Pilate, he kept silent. He didn't talk. This is the aspect of Jesus. Now we are taking account of Jesus, and we see what is Jesus all about. So the body of Jesus was full of meekness. The attitude and everything of Jesus is full of meekness. And Jesus said that, follow me and I will make you. So we are, as followers of Jesus, we need to grab this idea and grab this attitude, that we need to portray the attitude of meekness. We need to be gentle in our dealings. Now, when his friends betrayed him and fled, he uttered no reproach. When Peter denied him, Jesus restored him to fellowship and service. This is the attitude of meekness. Now, when Judas came and kissed him in Gethsemane, Jesus called him friend. It is so powerful. And Jesus meant it. He was never hypocritical. He mean whatever comes on his way, because he's full of meekness. He's full of the attitude of meekness. He was full of the attitude of gentleness. So wherever he stands, he displays it. Amen. Now, even in the point of death, he pleaded, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. This is another display of meekness. That's Luke 23, verse 34. And so today we are trying to pick the attitude of meekness. And that is an attitude in the kingdom that we have come. And so as a believer, whatever you are doing and wherever you stand, there's supposed to be an exhibition of this kind of attitude. It's supposed to be seen in your life as a believer, that you exhibit the attitude of meekness and humility. Amen. As Matthew chapter 5 verse 5 says, that the blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Amen. Now in all of this, Jesus was meek and mild. He was in control. He radiates power. He submits everything under control. Yet when it came to matters of faith and the welfare of others, Jesus was a lion. This is how meek people are. Not that they are cowards, not that they are indecisive, but they are people that they know how to control situations. And so when the situation is there, they will know how to go about the situation. This is the attitude of meekness and humility. And so when you go to Matthew chapter 12 and the verse 9 to 45, now there was something there that Jesus did. Jesus rebuked the Pharisees' hardness of heart when he healed the man with withered hand on the Sabbath day. Now, we'll go to the Mark chapter 10 and the verse 13, 16. He was angered when his disciples tried to prevent children from coming to him. This is another side of a meek, the person who possesses the attitude of meekness and humility. Now, we'll go to John chapter 2 and verse 14 to 17. Jesus made a lash and drawn money changers from the temple. He was a lion. He changed people. Hey, you people are not doing what is right. And he changed them to do the right. This is the attitude of Jesus. And this is the attitude of meekness and humility. Amen. Now, he called Peter Satan after the outspoken fisherman tried to deter him from his heavenly mission. When you go to Matthew chapter 16, verse 21 to 23. This all boils down to the attitude of Jesus. And today we are talking about the attitude of humility, attitude of meekness and humility. Now, bringing these together, we have an amazing picture. And one who is meek has a gentle spirit because he trusts God. That's very powerful. So anyone that has a meek, is a gentle, has a gentle spirit, because he trusts God. Now we, in from the beginning onset, we know trust as part of attitude of meekness and humility. Amen. Now, at the same time, the meek possesses massive strength and self-control. Although he can get things like what Jesus did at the temple, changing the money changes, he was still controlling himself. So that the meek people possesses massive strength and self-control, which he exhibits in extending love rather than retaliation against those who do him evil. So this gives us that the meek people, like Moses, Jesus, they were having the massive strength and self-control, and they exhibit the exhibition of those possession will never send them overboard. So whatever you do against them, they have that massive and self-control. They have the capacity to regulate the condition and the situation. Amen. Now let's get deeper and see what is there. Now that those people stands up fiercely, you see, they don't always, they are always in control. They defend others, or they in occasions they are able to stand firm to regulate situations for themselves and others. Now in Matthew 5:5, we says that blessed are the meek, as our Lord was our blessed are the meek, for it is clear that a gentle and a meek spirit has a divine approval. Therefore, the presence or the lack of such is indicative of one's spiritual status. Amen. This is very powerful. That no one is so strong that his or her only response is love. And no one is totally escaped pride or self. Nevertheless, Jesus' warnings are clear. So these are the words of Jesus. Jesus' words are not demanding perfections of believers. But the point is that if a gentle or meek spirit is imperfectly present in our life, if it is not developing or growing, we may not have the smile of Jesus, which is everything. The smile of Jesus is everything. The meekness is everything. Because the smile of Jesus, that will approve us for whatever we are pursuing. So there's no way that we will be arrogant. We will be doing our own things and we'll be expecting the smile of our Lord Jesus Christ. We can misbehave and we call ourselves as believers that will see the smile of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the reward of meekness is truly amazing. The reward of the meek people. It says that they shall inherit the earth. This is the meek people. It's not about believers. It's that the Bible makes us understand that those that will inherit the earth is not believers. It's not churchgoers. It's not preachers. It's not about what you are doing. But it's an attitude. Those that have that attitude will inherit the earth. Amen. It's as simple as that. That those that possess that attitude are going to inherit the earth. It's not a, if you, whatever you do in the house of God, whatever you are doing, whatever you are providing, if you don't possess the attitude, you can inherit the earth. Hallelujah. And so this is a very powerful thing. So that's the reward of meek people. That's the reward of the meekness. And it's truly amazing that they will inherit the earth. So in the New Testament, God's people are not a physical nation. They are gathered from all nations and tongues. And the land or the earth that they are going to inherit is not a physical plot of ground. It is heaven itself. Bible makes us understand that a time is coming when the fellow heirs with Christ will reign with him in his earthly kingdom. And we will inherit the earth. And we will even judge the world. When you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2. And this is not mentioning the believers, but it's mentioning believers that possesses the attitude of meekness and humility. Amen. Now the weak are the only ones who will inherit the earth. They shall inherit the earth. It's a day. The day is emphatic. They only. Only they shall inherit the earth. They are the rich right now. And the 50 billion trillion years into eternity, they will be heaping in the unfolding of the immeasurable riches of God's grace. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 7. It's there only. It's their inheritance. They will inherit the earth. Those that possess the attitude of meekness and humility. Now, I want us to take one or two things here that will bring our episode to an end because we are grabbing the meaning of it. It's the meekness are the self-control people, the control situation. They know how to go about situation. They know how to deal with situation. As Jesus is the biggest example on this, the attitude of meekness and humility. Now I just want to pick two or three points here, and we put this episode to an end. You see, I want us to see the Christ-like meekness. We talk about meekness, but we have Christ-like meekness. That number one is we must realize that a gentle and a touching spirit is a gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This comes with when we possess the Holy Spirit in us. When we allow the Spirit of God to take control, those that have, that's why Jesus said that the Spirit of God is upon me and has mandated me to proclaim the good news. It's those that possess the Holy Spirit, I will automatically, those that are operating under the unction and the Spirit of God will receive the gentle and the touching spirit, which is the spirit of meekness. And therefore, it comes only through grace. So Moses received that grace when meekness was his portion. Amen. The meekness was the portion of Moses, and that Jesus was possessing the total meekness. Now we need to pick this, that we must cast ourselves on God, asking in humble prayer that he will give us life, makes us his children, and he instill in us a spirit of meekness. So we need to pray and yearn for it. We need to yearn for spirit of meekness. As Bible makes us understand that a spirit of meekness, when we read Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23, it says that a distant and attaching is a spirit of the Holy Spirit. It's a spirit, it's a gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And as we yearn for it, it shall be given unto us. And at the same time, we have to ask confidently, because we know that if we ask anything according to his will, he will do it. And at John chapter 14, verse 13. And such action ought to be continual, because every soul needs to grow in grace regardless of one's level of spiritual maturity. It's supposed to be a continual action, continual pursuing, continual yearning for the spirit of meekness. And this will keep us in line with the attitude of meekness and humility. And there we will inherit the earth. Amen. Now, with the second one that I just want us to pick is, we must yoke ourselves to Jesus, for he is the embodiment of meekness. We have to yoke ourselves to Jesus, for he was the embodiment of meekness. As our Lord Jesus said of himself, that I take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And go to Matthew chapter 11, verse 29 and 30. And so Jesus promises that if we yoke ourselves to him, we will learn gentleness and humility. This is very powerful. That Jesus said that yoke yourselves unto me, and you will realize and come to the knowledge of gentleness, meekness, and humility. Is a meekness is toward God is the most fundamental and a basic sense in which we will be meek and humble. We first of all need to be meek towards God. So meekness towards God is the foundation that prepares us to be meek and humble. As we yearn for, we receive it. As we pray for, we receive it. Amen. Now, in the same context, where we also taught to be meek and humble towards all men. As we are meek towards God first, then we will be meek towards all men as second position. Amen. That's why the Bible makes us understand that be submissive to ordinance of men, whether king or governor, or to proper representatives of rulers. Why should we submit? Why should we submit unto those people? Because it's God's will. Meek submission to God's law will lead us to be meekly submit to rulers. So first of all, we need to be submissive unto God. And that will lead us to be submissive to the people in authority. Amen. Now the last one we just want to pick here is, none of us is free to do whatever he wants. If we want something, we can do whatever we want, But all of us need to learn meekness and humility. You can be a believer and you do what you want. You can be a child of God and you do what you want. What your heart tells you to do is what you do. No, Bible says that such people are not going to inherit the earth. That's why Paul said in the Philippians that whenever I see you or I am aware of you, let your attitude go according to the gospel. Go in conformity with the gospel. As if Jesus was telling us that we can do whatever we want to do, but we need to learn to be meekness and humility, humble people. And so we know that we need to submit to God first, and we submit to whatever it is that is around us. Amen. This is what we want to say today, that as we institute this fourth episode as the attitude of humility, attitude of meekness and humility, and we've learned the example of Jesus, that we've taken Jesus as an example today, that the life that Jesus was living was full and he was possessing the attitude of humility. Moses possessed the attitude of humility. Because sometimes people believe that we can be like Jesus. So if Moses was able to live, and Bible says that he was given a name as the meekest on the earth, then we will have to. And the reason that we have to is only the meek and the humble will possess and inherit the earth. No matter what you do in the house of God, no matter your contribution into the progress of the ministry, if you are not humble and if you are not meek, gentle soul, gentle heart, if you don't know how to go about situation, if you don't know how to go about when things arise, the Bible says that such people cannot inherit the earth unless you possess the spirit of meekness and humility. That's why Matthew chapter 5 and the verse 5 says that the blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. We are bringing today's episode to an end as we begin our series, Adopting Kingdom Attitude. And so this is one of the attitude in the kingdom of God, that as a child of God, you need to be meek and humble at all circumstances, humble in the house of God, humble in the things of God, humble in every way. Wherever you stand, you need to show a sign of humility. And the Bible makes us understand that a meekness is not a weakness. It's if you are meek, does not mean you are weak. Don't let somebody take you for granted. But the meek people are the people that are able to control anger. And so we've learned that they are mean between the excessive anger and excessive calm, whereby they are able to balance situations and able to stand firm on their knees, on their toes. They are the people that will inherit the earth. As the Bible makes us understand that the meek are the people that will inherit the earth. Amen. And the meek always sees the smile of our Lord Jesus Christ, because they are humble. This is that humble yourself, yoke yourself with me, Jesus, and I will let you learn meekness and humility. Another wonderful session episode. And we pray tonight, this morning, this afternoon, that whatever it is, we will grab the insight and the meaning. We will grab what the Lord has for us. As we've learned that the meekness is a gentle spirit and is a gift of the Holy Spirit. We need to possess that. We need to have it. We need to grab it. And the Bible makes us understand that we need to yearn and pray for. All the attitude that we are talking about is yearning and praying for that we will receive. Because it's an attitude in the kingdom of God. And in every kingdom, every house, every family, there is a rules and regulations govern such house and family. And when you come and join the Christian family, we have an attitude that takes in place, that controls believers. And we started with attitude of service. We come to the attitude of dependence on God. And we came to the next one as attitude of repentance. And today's episode is attitude of meekness and humility. We are praying, Father, we thank you for those. Give you all the praise. Give you all the honor. We pray that as we are, as your word has come to us, we pray that our God calls us to understand, cause us to crowd the wisdom around us, cause us to effect it in our life, cause us to do your will. We pray that whatever it is that we need to possess the attitude of meekness, let it be granted unto us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. May we inherit the earth as people that are meek and humble in your sight and in wherever you sign unto your people. We thank you for those. We know it is done as we yearn for this and many more. We pray of committing all listeners to your hand that as they listen, your voice, let change takes over. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you wherever you are. This is on the end of our episode. And I'll catch up with you in the next episode. Stay tuned. Subscribe. Join. Get us on all platforms. Google Podcast. You can get us on Spotify. We have all the podcasts. Just go to Google, log in, and search for the name Apostle Paul Boabeng, and you will catch up with me and listen. Let's grow together and edify ourselves. God bless you. See you. Shalom. Peace.